This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the true church versus modernism. I realize that many people in the world today, perhaps even some in the Lord's church, will vehemently oppose my contention that a given proposition is true and that what contradicts it is false. We're living during a time when many people are antagonistic to those who hold that God's truth is both absolute and attainable. That is, that it does not depend upon the attitudes of mind of the person who's thinking about it. That men really can learn the truth, that they can come to knowledge of what the Bible actually teaches. Many hold that the truly great intellectual is one who is so open-ended in his thinking, that is, that he never really draws a conclusion on a given problem. He never really comes to the point that he will say of a given proposition that it is true or that it is false. But of course, this basic approach is false. Because the gospel has been given to man by God, as we certainly learn in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, and 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, all of which indicate that the Scriptures are inspired, that they are the Word of God and not the words of men. Because this is the case, Christians must be uncompromising about what they have learned that the Bible teaches. If the gospel of Christ were nothing more than the philosophical inventions of uninspired men, then such a strong stand would be unwarranted. But let us remember that the gospel has come from God, not from man. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. So when a thing has been clearly revealed in the Scriptures, Christians must be neither compromising nor lacking in militancy. While we may doubt ourselves, we must not doubt God. We must not doubt God's truth. We must remember, however, according to Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18, that it is impossible for God to lie. And 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 29, that God is not a man that he should repent or lie. And that Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, that God does not lie. And since the Bible is the Word of God, we may know that it teaches the truth. While we must love those who hold to and teach false doctrine, we must hate and oppose the false doctrine which they teach. We simply cannot be tolerant of that which Christ himself does not tolerate. Consider, for instance, in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, when Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. But narrow is the gate and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." And Jesus himself went on to explain that there would be many false teachers who would come in the world seeking to lead men away from the pure and simple gospel of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the churches of Galatia, as recorded in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9, made clear that some were removing, that is, they were moving away from the gospel of Christ unto a different sort of gospel. But he made clear that even if he who was involved with the group of the apostles, were to preach any gospel other than that which had been preached unto them, that he would rest under the anathema of God. This was true not only for an apostle or for an angel, but for any other person as well. In 2 John, verse 9, the Bible tells us that whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. This is how important it is that we realize that we must believe and we must preach the truth. So I propose to consider a number of matters which are fundamental to Christianity and to contrast the views which are clearly set out in the Bible with those views held by modernists. Let us consider the doctrine of God. The Bible view of God is that he is eternal, self-existent, without beginning, the creator of the world and of man, wholly transcendent of the world and yet concerned about and involved in the affairs of the world, personal, one whose purposes and loves and who can be appealed to in prayer by man. In contrast, let us note the modernist view of God. While the moderate liberals may believe in a personal God, the radical liberals do not believe in a personal God, but rather merely some sort of force in nature. You cannot be a modernist and a believer in the sacred scriptures, the Bible. Be with us next time as we continue this very vital study.